اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions in practical tajweed rules held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So I really welcome Brother Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah today in our Quranic class. How are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Fine, sir.
I really welcome you all, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, without wasting the time, the same as our previous sessions, we'll move on to one of the verses of Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 136 on page 67. So, let's everybody first listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ulaika jazaa'uhum مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. So, let's first give some points on this ayah, inshallah, from the Tafasir books. Then, inshallah, the explanations, more details, inshallah, our brothers and sisters, our listeners, must, inshallah, refer to the Tafasir books. All right? So, let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, Ula'ika jaza'uhum maghfiratum min rabbihim wa jannatun تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعمة أجر العاملين. So, this ayah continues like the previous verses, yes? Talks about the people who are muttaqi, among muttaqin. In ayah 133, we said that وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Then in the next verses, Allah Almighty explained who are muttaqin, right?
Yes.
الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ فِي الصَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. We explained them. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ. Till the end. And now, here also, Allah Almighty gives another point about muttaqin, who they are, right? أُولَئِكَ. They are, the muttaqin are, the people, okay, that jaza'uhum, that their reward, okay, their reward will be what? Or the reward is maghfiratum min rabbihim. In case they had made any mistakes, in case they had committed sins, okay, Allah Almighty will forgive their sins if they continue being muttaqi and tawwab. Like making repentance, ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness. If they are so, yeah, if they remember Allah Almighty, if they are God-fearing, so their reward is what? Forgiveness from their Lord. مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ plus. مَغْفِرَةٌ when they are forgiven, they are now purified. There is no sin. There is no mistake. There is no problem now, okay? What else? Allah Almighty will grant them with? With? Jannah. Jannah. أولئك مغفرة أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم plus after they're forgiven وجنات the gardens the heaven okay with what gardens of this type and gardens with streams running in them streams milk streams milkshake stream honey stream whatever you want okay you'll have there so وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار right خالدين فيها إن شاء الله إن شاء الله all of you and all those who are listening to us right now actually not listening to us listening to the Quran so they will إن شاء الله enter paradise they will get the reward of مغفرة من ربهم إن شاء الله and جنات and they will remain in the heaven forever got it eternal life خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين and how excellent is the reward of the workers inshallah more details you must learn in Tafazir books inshallah thank you قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran. Now it's time to mention some tajweed rules. And practice the recitation of this ayah with tajweed rules. All right. The thing is that we recite one ayah or two ayatain every session, brothers and sisters, as you're listening. If you're new, and we explain a bit, then we mention the tajweed rules. Then after that, we practice that ayah with tajweed rules and recite it beautifully with tajweed rules. Inshallah. Okay. That's our main purpose. I hope, inshallah, our brothers and sisters learn and these points help them, inshallah. So, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا تِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ So, let's see how can we recite this one like with tajweed rules. The first point, أُولَئِكَ If you look at that letter wow, you skip that wow. Don't read it. أُولَئِكَ Right? Skip that well. This is an exceptional case. Ulaika, ula. Yeah? These words, six words were there, the same, okay? So they are, the waw will be skipped in these words. So then the next point is the hamza must be pronounced clearly, correctly. U. Ula, ulaika. And the mud here, the mud sign, okay? That you see here on the top of hamza. Again, you gotta stretch it because this is a wajib mat, right? Ulaika yes. For six counts, five counts, at least six counts, okay? Should stretch it. So let's do it again. Ulaika. Everybody?
Ulaika.
Correct. Jazaa'uhum. Again, the mat is wajib here also. What is the rule? That says mad is wajib, mad is not wajib. The rule is this, as you know. If the letter hamza and the mad letter, there are three mad letters. Alif, which is sucking, doesn't have any vowel sounds. Waw, which is sucking, doesn't have any vowel sounds. And ya, which is also sucking and doesn't have any vowel sounds. So waw is sucking, alif sucking, ya sucking, plus these are mad letters, yes? These three.
Yes.
If you have one of these plus Hamza right after it, so here you stretch the sound. The mad, either it becomes mandatory, wajib, or ja is optional. So if, the rule says, if these two, the mad letter and the Hamza, if they both are in the same word, alif, waw, or ya, plus Hamza, if they are in the same word, the mad is wajib. You should stretch it for 6 counts, 5 counts. Got it?
Yeah.
And if no, they are not in the same word. They are in 2 separate words. So the mad is not wajib, like obligatory. All right? So it's optional. You can stretch it or avoid it. That's all. So here, jaza'u. Jaza'u is one word. Hamza'u and jaza'alif. Alif mad, hamza, harful mad, mad letter plus hamza, both in the same word. Got it? That's the rule for mad. Next one. Jaza'uhum, mim sakin plus next mim. Jaza'uhum ends with mim sakin and next word starts with mim, mim plus mim. Idgham, merge them, stretch the sound for 2 counts plus, yeah, produce a nasal sound from your nose. Jaza'uhum maghfiratum, right? And also maghain, maghfiratum, again, join the tanween with meme, again, nasal sound, 2 counts. Jaza'uhum maghfiratum. Jaza'uhum maghfiratum min rabbihim, nun sakin plus ra, merge them and skip the nun. Mir rabbihim, got it? Mir rabbihim. Wa janna, nun mushaddad, also stretch the sound for 2 beats and nasal sound. Jannatun, aha. Hussein, jannatun, tanween plus ta. What should we do?
Tanween plus ta?
Ikhfa. Hide the sound of tanween. Jannatun. Hide the sound. Produce the sound from your nose. Jannatun tajri, tajri. Jim is sakin. Whenever the 5 letters, jim, ta, ba, qaf, dal, these 5 letters appear sakin, hasan, you must bounce the sound. Read them with an echoing sound. Taj, taj, right? Not taj. Taj. Tajri min, again, like jannatun tajri min, again, hide the sound. Nun sakin plus ta. Min tahtiha al-anharu, anhar, skip any rules, okay? Anhar, just read it clearly. Anhar, nun is clearly pronounced. Khalidina fiha, kha has a heavy sound. Khalidina fiha. Jim says it's okay if you stop, yes, Hasan?
Yes.
Am I right? Okay.
Yes.
So wa ni'ma ajrul ajrul amilin. That's all. Ready to recite it?
Yes.
Now you know the tajwid rules. Okay. Listen and repeat. Brothers and sisters, please listen and repeat.
Ula'ika jaza'uhum maghfiratum min rabbihim wa jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha. أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار.
All right, that's good. That's good. Okay. Now you will. Okay, you ran out of breath. You stopped at a very good place, okay? Good point. So now you get back. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Go on.
وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا.
أحسنتم. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ.
ونعم أجر العاملين.
أحسنتم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. That's from us for today. And inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان